All right. Good morning. Welcome back. This is the Rehoboth Social Podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning. It is Monday. You know, I'm finding it doesn't really matter the date because we never post these right away. So it kind of is confusing, but it is a Monday and it is in December. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Fabulous.
Glad to be here.
We're halfway through the month, I think. Yeah.
Quickly, almost. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ready?
We're ready.
Yeah.
We're ready.
You guys?
Sure.
Trees up?
Trees up, yep.
Yeah. Presents are wrapped?
Not all of them, but we're getting there.
So wrapping.
We are where we are supposed to be.
Exactly.
In motion.
Getting close.
Well, listen, I've been excited to have you guys on. You, Rob, my buddy Rob West gave me your name. He's a huge fan.
Oh, yeah, Rob. He's awesome. He's an awesome guy. He can't do enough. He's an awesome guy.
He is an awesome guy. So you are Jody and Diane Smith from Fractured Prune.
We are the Fractured Prune.
You are the Fractured Prunes.
At least the Rehoboth Beach Fractured Prunes.
Exactly.
Right. Well, how long have you had it? Because it's been, are you the original owners?
Of the Rehoboth Beach store, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, when we say Rehoboth Beach, it is, it's actually kind of across the street from the entrance to Rehoboth, just in that weird little spot.
Correct. Yes.
What's that spot called?
The weird little spot?
Rehoboth.
Yeah. I really don't know how to really do describe it, but you gave the directions very well.
Yeah.
It's right after the new Wawa, I guess the newest Wawa.
Yeah.
And we're in front of the Jungle Gyms Water Park.
Yeah.
So we're right out there on Coastal Highway.
We should name it.
Yeah, well, let's try to come up with something.
The Elbow.
Let's try to come up
with the
Elbow.
Perfect.
The Elbow. That's us. That's where we're at.
Well, it is funny because there was a printing place there. Is that still there?
Gone.
Gone. There was a gelato place there.
Gone.
Gone. There was. Did anything replace gelato?
Actually, there was a brand new restaurant.
Pull that
there.
A little bit closer. So
brand
we can
new
hear.
Restaurant there.
Okay.
An Italian place called Red Hot and Basil.
Red Hot and Basil.
I believe they are the same owners that own Eden downtown in Rehoboth.
Yeah, that's so serendipity. I just had this conversation about that restaurant with somebody else. And that they said, I think they are the people that own Eden.
Right, it's authentic Italian. They make everything fresh. Everything.
Okay.
It's amazing.
All right. So now that we promoted that place,
there you go.
Yeah.
But if we're looking at it and we go to the left, you are in the elbow there.
Exactly.
Nice. So talk about it, you guys. I heard that maybe you can, if this is true, but donuts have the lowest cost with the best markup.
Pretty much.
Because I think Dunkin' Donuts, I mean, if you have a Dunkin' Donuts, they kill it. Because there's not a lot of expense, and you get to make a lot of money.
Exactly.
You're basically coffee beans and some flour and sugar.
Yeah.
Right.
And then, but you guys take donuts to the next level.
We do, actually. I mean, it's, and of course, during the pandemic, we've had all of our vendors, you know, the prices of everything have gone up. So, of course, we had to raise our donut prices. But, again, you know, we're charging about the same as Dunkin' Donuts, I believe, and we are doing hot hand-dipped donuts all day long.
Well, listen, one thing I know about people and donuts is that if they love a donut, they love a donut.
Exactly, right.
And then, you know, we're not going to make this about Dunkin' Donuts, but I remember when. Oh, have you guys been here long?
We've been in our store. We just celebrated 15 years.
Okay.
15 years.
So there was a time that we had a Dunkin' Donuts, right? And then it switched over to Donut Connection.
Yep.
And there was a big meow. Because people like what they like, and they don't. If you're, you know, raised on this certain thing, and then you switch it over for whatever reason, right?
Right.
People aren't always excited about it, and you did. I could taste the difference in the quality. The cool thing about what you guys are doing is you've got kind of a unique donut situation. I mean, you have those cool donuts that we see on like the Baking Channel or the Cooking Channel, or you know. They have all the cool,
donuts,
yeah, all the different
right.
kinds of bacon. I don't know, maybe bacon donuts.
We do a bacon donut.
Bacon and maple.
Maple, bacon, cinnamon sugar is probably our third, fourth best-selling donut.
Nice.
You can't go wrong with bacon, right?
Well, you cannot. And then you throw a little maple on there.
And cinnamon sugar?
Get up. Let's go.
Breakfast on a donut.
Breakfast on
there
a donut.
There you go.
Well, you should have the bacon, egg, and cheese on a donut.
We'll work on that.
We've done that for years. This past year, we had to stop doing our sandwiches because we had a staffing issue.
Yeah.
And sometimes we were doing 100 sandwiches a day.
Wow.
But we did that sandwich. It was called the Prune Witch.
Okay.
And we did two donuts, and then your bacon, egg, and cheese, or sausage,
you
egg, and cheese.
You want to pull this closer?
Or what have you?
Come over there and scoot your chair up. Because I want to, listen, I'm going to go back. We'll go back and listen to this podcast, and we won't be able to
and
hear
And you won't hear me.
That's right.
Is that better?
It just doesn't do you any justice. Yeah. No, that sounds good.
Okay. But yeah, we did that bacon, egg, and cheese, sausage, egg, and cheese, ham, egg, and cheese on the Prunewit donut.
What is that donut? Is it just a? Is that a good base for a sandwich?
Oh, it's amazing.
Okay,
it's like that salty sweet thing at the same time.
Now, see, that's I have trouble like slicing open like a chocolate frosted and turning that into a sandwich.
Nah, I don't want to do that.
I need if I'm going down this road, I need a good base for the sandwich.
Yeah. So the base of our donut, we were just using a plain donut.
Okay.
Now a lot of people would come in and say, "Oh, could you dip that in honey glaze with some cinnamon sugar and then put it on our sandwich?" In turn, we would just give them the honey glaze or the maple glaze. A lot of people did it with maple.
Okay.
Maple sausage is a huge thing. Sprinkle cinnamon sugar on it.
Wow.
Again, we could sell 100 of those a day.
So have you found, are you back up to sandwiches? Or are you still struggling with staff?
We're struggling with staff, definitely.
Nobody wants to work?
Nobody wants to work. What's up with that? What is up with that? It's crazy.
It's awesome. It's great.
Well, so can we clarify something? And unfortunately, you know, like if you own the business, it can be a little rough sometimes. But we've definitely come out of a period in time where we could have staff for a lower pay, right?
Right.
And now we are, I know for a guy who's 54, I'm like, how come I didn't get paid as much money back when we were growing up?
Exactly.
So mind-boggling.
It's tough to be like, I get it, because we need people to work. But we also, when we know it, we also need a living wage of some sort. It's we got to find that spot.
Sure, find it. Right.
But it is tough, you know. There's so much talk about the economy, and I'm like, the struggle is small business. You know, if it's like a 2-3-4 person operation business, that's the business that struggles, because that's a person that is having to hire a few people. They say, well, corporations are making more money than ever.
Exactly.
Well, we're not corporations. Right. We're just small businesses making, you know, the donut sandwich or something. So that is a challenge.
It was a huge challenge, because for the first, I'm going to say 12 years, we had like 15, 20 people on payroll.
Right.
You know, these past 2 years, we've had five.
Mm.
Five. We've shut our doors 3 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Because we have kids working for us. Can't work them over 30 hours. They're useless after that point.
Right.
But honestly, we shut our dining room down. We had seating for what, Jody? 45 people.
Yeah.
Wow.
Shut our dining room down during COVID because we were limited to the amount of people that were allowed to come into the store. We actually had COVID police come visit us a few times.
Me too.
Did you?
They weren't that strict.
No, they weren't. They were very nice.
Yeah, they were very nice.
But it was just funny.
They'd rather be doing something else and come talking to you about your COVID.
But it was just funny that they really had people that were controlling that, which, I mean, you know, I guess we needed it. But so, yeah, after that, we just were never able to get back up to being able to hire that much staff. The kids coming in wanted $17, $20 an hour.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, they're going to make $200 a day in tips.
Yeah.
What are you talking about right now?
Well, can you? I mean, yeah,
I don't know anything about business.
I'm just going to execute my thoughts. But I know that I think you and everybody else, that's the struggle.
Yeah.
And I do think if people are making tips, they're lower on the hourly wage. I don't know if you can do both. I mean,
we never lowered.
That'd be a lot of money.
Yeah, we didn't really lower their hourly wage. I paid the kids $11 or $12 an hour, depending on how long they had been there.
Yeah.
And then they still walked out at least $100 a day in tips. Some days, if there was only a few of them, $200 a day in tips. So almost a $300 day, 7 hours.
My first job was at Arby's.
Awesome.
$2.35 an hour.
Yeah, you were probably making $300 every 3 weeks.
No tip.
Right.
Here's exactly. A tip.
Go to school.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got it. Right.
Be back tomorrow.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, and I look at these kids because you just look at them and think, wow, you know, when I was your age, I was making $2 an hour, right? $2 an hour. And now it's $11 an hour plus $200 a day in tips.
Yeah.
No wonder they only want to work 2 days a week.
Well, I mean, you know, I guess the price of donuts ended up going up because it's hard to, and people like a donut, right? It's I think we're seeing it more of a trend now is that some of these dining rooms are, you know, that did close down during the pandemic, aren't opening back up. It almost becomes this.
The new norm.
Yeah. It's a Grubhub business or a Uber Eats business.
We did the same thing.
There's
we,
a Yeah, there's a guy on YouTube, Mr. Beast. I don't know if you've heard of him, but he created the Mr. Beast burger.
Yes.
Have you heard about this?
Yeah.
Which I thought was brilliant. I mean, only from a young person, right? And so he created this business, gets fractured prune, teaches you how to make this burger, and that can only be purchased through Uber Eats.
We had that, Jody, from the general store.
Yes.
One of the best burgers I've ever had in my life. I walked back in that general store to try to get one of those. You can't go in there to get it. You have to order it through that app.
Oh, the Mr. Beast
burger. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
It was amazing.
And his idea, his philosophy was let the person building the burger or making the burger have all the money. I mean, I think they pay a little bit, but it isn't about him making money. It's about providing this burger.
And the convenience, right, sure.
So maybe that's where we're headed, where we just provide and people just pick it up, or Uber delivery drivers are just picking it up. And
that's exactly where it's going.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
That's exactly where it's going.
Or it's really fortunate. I don't know. Could this be better?
This year it's kind of been fortunate, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
You know, and I hate to say that we've, you know, done well during COVID. We have, because the overhead's down, you know, and we're not having, you know, we're doing DoorDash. DoorDash is huge.
Yeah.
We might pick up Uber Eats this year, you know, and then maybe
Grubhub. That's
Grubhub.
Another
one. Yep, I hear that's big. I haven't used it, but I'm going to check into it when we get back from our little vacation.
My kids love it. I can't stand it because we grew up in that time, you know.
Right,
right.
We're the problem.
Oh, I hear
old people like us. We're
right.
The problem.
Oh, I hear my customers come in, you know, our age, and say, "Oh, my kid never goes out. All they do is order on DoorDash, Grubhub." They might. One guy told me that his kid ordered a pack of gum. Pack of gum from Wawa. Are you kidding me right now?
Well, my wife tried to order an Almond Joy.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, she did. I said, that is not happening. Well, she would have if I had let her.
Yeah, because you're paying for the tip.
Yeah.
You're paying for the DoorDash people or Grubhub or what have you. Well, you paid $7 for an Almond Joy.
You know what's funny is I've seen, I've gotten caught up in ordering something online for pickup, and there is a Grubhub DoorDash price. Have you seen that?
No.
So, like, if I try to order something online, like, if I want to pick up something from a restaurant, and I call ahead, and I'm just calling ahead, and I go to pick it up, the price is different on the menu on my phone compared to the menu that's in there. They actually add money onto the price because
Correct.
Of the delivery.
Exactly.
I was like, well, what? I just was there at the same restaurant the other day, and it was cheaper.
Yeah.
And on the phone, it's more.
It's more, right.
That's our delivery prices.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, oh, that's great. That's dirty.
Because what's happening, I think the driver's getting that money.
I think so.
Yeah. On top of his tip.
It's a different world, but I can tell you, 100 years ago to today, one thing that probably was happening was probably somebody was eating a donut.
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, yes.
And I've
and
seen them.
Still.
And the evolution of the donut continues.
Oh, yes.
It continues.
Oh, yes.
It continues.
So how did you, I love the story, you know, I used to say, my buddy Matt used to say, either open a salon or shut the F up. And I'd be like, okay, well, I want to own a salon one day.
Right.
I just told you. What is the moment where, I don't know if you guys were corporate, whatever you were doing prior, but at some point you said, take my hand. Let's make the leap of faith and make some donuts.
Let's see. What happened, Jody? It was actually his idea. We were living in Maryland. We had a big piece of property in Maryland. Wind up selling it when the economy started sinking.
Yeah.
2008? Yep, exactly, 2008. We moved out of Maryland, went to North Carolina. Mm. Jody, you started building homes, like spec homes, build a house, sell it. Economy started really tanking. He was working on with the last spec home, kind of running out of the construction money to build those homes. And it was his idea, actually. The people that originated the fracture prone, we were old friends with them years ago. Like, we went on our honeymoons together, 30 years ago, but have lost touch.
Yeah.
In the meantime, I guess Jody was thinking about these people and was like, hey, what are we going to do now? So he comes to me one day and says, look, we need to get a restaurant. We need to figure out what we're going to do, or we're going to blow through all this money that we just got inherited. So take it from there, Jody, because it was your idea.
Well, we were just like she said, you know, what are we going to do? What are we going to do?
Right.
That was the big question. What are we going to do? I said, well, we both know the restaurant industry. Let's get us a restaurant because they're becoming up. They're coming up for sale everywhere. Mm. So let's just take one, put our twitch on it, put our little spin on it. We'll be fine.
We actually both came from corporate world. I was food and beverage director for the Washington Redskins for 10 years.
Commanders.
Whatever. Yeah.
Commanders.
One of those, yes. That group.
Jody was...
Who's playing pretty awesome, by the way.
Yeah, they have right.
Is it the name? Is it the name that changed?
They have phone. They have
right, what's
around.
Going on right now, right?
I turned into a little bit of a fan the other day.
I'm telling you.
Beat the Eagles. Right? Yeah,
Best one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so anyway.
But we, we were, okay, what are we going to do? So, I was coming in and out of town working on a contract with a guy. So I come home one day. She goes, hey, look what I found. And look at this. Look at this. Check this out. She pulls it up. It's the website for the fractured prune. She goes, look who owns it. It was our friends. They had become a part of it. And they had talked to us back, like she said, 30 years ago. We're thinking about doing this because we know Tom Parsons, who created the fractured prune personally, mm-hmm. and he's going to retire. And we're thinking about doing this. So, okay, life goes on. We haven't seen or talked to him in years. She pulls this up and shows it to me. She says, look who owns it. I said, oh, my gosh, get him on the phone. We need to talk to him.
Isn't that funny when that happens? And you can't do it fast enough.
Can't happen fast enough.
It happened that fast, too, I'm going to tell you. I picked up the phone, gave her a call, like on a Thursday. She flew to our house in Carolina on Saturday. Didn't she, Jody?
Yeah, she was there.
Wow.
You know, explains all about the franchise thing to us.
And it just so happens that a guy had put one in right outside of Charlotte, right close to the Speedway.
Right.
Charlotte Motor Speedway. And I'm like 40 minutes from there where we had moved to, where I grew up. So they leave the airport. They go to the store. Diane has a donut, looks at the operation. They come to the house. We sit down. We talk. I look at Diane. I was like, Let's do this. We have to do this now.
So what was exciting, moving to the beach or the actual donuts?
All of it. Both. The whole package. And really actually moving here just kind of came about.
Right.
Because we were going to put one where we were living.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
we were
going to
put one there.
Okay.
So we came up here. They said, hey, come up here and look at this store. So you'll have an idea how to do your build out, how everything works, the machinery, and so on and so forth. Well, just so happens the people that did this one here in Rehoboth had a little family falling out or whatever, and corporate had to take the store back. Well, it was just setting.
And
it wasn't under operation.
Brand new.
They were trying to find somebody to possibly take it over. Well, 15 years later.
You got it.
Yeah. We sit down. I was like, hey, look, let's do this.
Yeah, we talked to the owner that on the building. We're like, why is it just sitting here? Like, what's going on? She's like, we're going to sell all the equipment. I don't know what to do with this place. I don't want it. I don't need it. And he looks at me and said, write her a check.
Let's take it. Let's take this.
I was like, right now? I got to write a check right now? I was scared to death. But, yeah, we did it. We bought it on May 12th and opened it May 20th.
It was pretty much turnkey.
Exactly.
Turnkey. But with no training. Like, I've never made a donut in my life. Never.
If it wasn't for the machine, we wouldn't be talking about donuts right now.
Yeah, no kidding.
Turn it on.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's a donut robot.
Water in it.
Yep.
It's a donut robot, thank goodness.
Well,
but 15 years later, and it's amazing.
Hello. Hello. As a kid growing up, I grew up in New Mexico, and
wow.
Three of my good friends all worked at Winchell's. Winchell's was a donut place, and we used to hang out in the back of the donut place and eat donuts, and he used to have to make his, get up early, make the donuts. He also had to work late and make donuts.
Exactly.
We used to hang out and watch him do the frosting,
Right.
There's a lot of cool inventions in the donut industry.
Sure there
yes.
is.
Yes.
And this one thing, you kind of grab and close it, and it would just...
A trough.
Yeah, a trough.
Feel like a trough.
Full of frosting.
Full of icing. Yeah, man.
It was awesome. Yum. And we could make our own. He'd let us make donuts, and I'm surprised I wasn't 20 pounds, 30 pounds heavier.
Right.
So donuts, donuts are great.
I love them. I'd never thought after, being in the building industry and doing what I've done that I would wind up with a donut business.
So taking over the business, was it basically all donuts? Or because we do see this transition happening, whether it is other places like that. You know, you can only do that for so long, right? And then all of a sudden, now we introduced a bagel, right?
Right.
Right.
Now we're cutting it open, putting an egg in it. Then it's putting a little bagel, egg, cheese, bacon. Now
well, they
we're
had
doing
two
sandwiches.
They had two ways when they would set you up. Okay. Or you would sit down and finalize everything. You could either do the donuts, just the donuts, or you can have a sandwich station. They didn't. They really weren't a pressuring kind of franchise. Yeah. They were like, you know, let's make it happy for you, and you run it and be comfortable.
Right.
So we just so happens, you know, we come from, both of us have been in and out of the restaurant business, you know, working, running them, so on and so forth. And I was like, hey, man, I'm all about doing it all. So we were doing the sandwiches. They had opened it up to do it all, donuts and the sandwiches.
Well, luckily, it's sort of a good enough name that it doesn't have to be, you know, Dunkin' Donuts pretty much puts you into one category, which is donuts.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Fracture Prune, you could be Fracture Prune Sandwich Shop.
Right.
You could be Fracture Prune Pizza.
Exactly.
you know?
Smoothies, coffee,
yeah, you go
whatever.
Wherever you want with
right.
that.
Exactly.
But everybody yeah. knows it iconically that it's a donut.
Yeah.
Everybody knows it by the donut situation. And it's just crazy. You know, it's been around since the 70s.
So a few questions. So can I come over there and get a sandwich that doesn't have to be in a donut?
Correct.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think
Absolutely.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
You know, I think that my feelings is everything in there is somehow incorporated around
the donuts, right.
Right? Like you hollow out a donut for soup.
Right.
You split a donut for sandwiches.
Right.
You know, quarter it up for donut pizza.
Right.
So it's good to know that you can come in and get what's a popular sandwich that you guys do?
Sausage, egg, and cheese on everything bagel is probably one of our best selling donuts.
So you have bagels.
Selling. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Everything bagels, plain bagels, wheat, white bread.
Okay.
But honestly, right now we're not doing the sandwiches. We have a food truck right out front of our store, who they're Salvadorian. And it's called Guantanamo's Food Truck. Authentic.
Guantanamo!
Oh, it's amazing.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So he has taken on to do our sandwiches in the morning. Again, because I couldn't find the staff to do it.
So how many people do you need?
In our store?
Yeah.
To do sandwiches? Like on a good day, I'm going to say, let's see, two, four, like six.
Six additional employees.
Correct.
So you're probably not going to be hiring that many back.
No.
If they show up, we will.
But
if
I
they
know.
Show up, we
it
will.
So you're probably not going to be hiring those people back because they're just not all showing up.
Yeah, in capital letters, buddy.
Can you believe what showed up today? Six people wanting to cook breakfast sandwiches.
Exactly.
Well, listen, I think, you know, we figure out what we can and can't do, and we determine that we do what we can and the best we can do it.
Exactly,
we've done
right.
well. We've
yeah.
done
yeah.
very
listen,
well.
Listen, if you can bring another guy in and do, you know, I have a lot of people on this show that do food trucks.
Yeah.
BS Barbecue was just on. Brian Thompson, he's amazing. I mean, these guys are passionate about it. And
exactly.
If you can team up with them, why not both do something
right.
amazing? Then you struggle to do two things.
Yeah, we would do a lot of hookups with Taco Rijo.
Oh yeah,
especially on 420.
Yeah.
To do that, we do that one every year.
Well, especially is that Diane?
Especially.
What exactly does that mean?
What's that mean, Diane?
That's a big day.
Love those numbers.
Yeah,
lottery
it's just
day.
A big day.
Big day.
It's a big day.
Yeah, that it's huge down there for that one.
Well, Billy's been on this podcast. We love Billy.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
He's
busy.
He's got a lot going on.
Busy man.
Like, I don't know how they take care of all that stuff. Like,
you
really?
You got your six guys.
Yeah,
they took your six sandwich makers. So that's how they do it.
He's got all those people. I'm like, how do you find all that staff? Like,
well,
really?
We've talked about this quite a bit, is that, you know, I don't know if you guys knew Matt Haley when he was alive.
We've met him a few times, yeah.
He was a good friend of mine.
Was he?
Oh, my God, yeah. And he,
I think he was a good friend of everybody's, wasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely.
I never heard a bad word about that
if
man.
If he wasn't, he made you feel that way.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
That's what's great in a friend like that. But he used to say, you know, we're becoming okay with mediocre.
Sure.
And I was like, I don't really know what that means. But it's clear now what that means. And I appreciate that you guys say, listen, what ends up happening without our six guys is ends up we our service, our prune, our donuts, our sandwiches all become mediocre because we just can't do it all. So you guys said, hey, instead of doing that, let's involve another Guantanamo.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And that's what
and
exactly that's exactly what happened.
And so we can both provide excellent service because you see it every place you go now. your visit's going to be not so great.
Right, exactly.
Exactly. It's going to be mediocre. And come on in, though. We love you.
Yeah, yeah, we love you the same.
We're going to try our best.
So I appreciate that you guys can, you know, you said, hey, we can't do it.
You would not believe how many people come in every day. Hey, are you doing sandwiches today? You doing sandwiches today? And if we're not, they walk out.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Well, that's
you see the money walking out the door, but what are you going to do? You know, I think people understand. Some people understand. I don't know. We have signs all over the store. Like, I have a really cute sign that says, you long hair freaky people can finally start applying for a job.
Yeah. I was that guy.
All day, all day long taking pictures of that sign.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we're extremely short staffed. Please be patient.
Well, are you looking to hire? Do you? I mean, can we announce that? I mean,
definitely. Oh, please do. Starting in March. We're starting in March.
Do we have a number that we want to negotiate? Or is that
they can call the store and talk to me. We'll be shutting down on December 31st for the next 2 months. It's time for us to go south and take a vacation.
Yeah.
And we'll be open back up the second week of March, and we start hiring then. 302-227-0747.
Say that again.
302-227-0747 is the shop phone number. Or you could leave me a message through Facebook Messenger, and I will get back to them as soon as possible.
Okay.
And I will post a job online on my Facebook business page. I normally do that every year. I might have got one person out of that last year. A lot of people applied, but would not show up for the interview.
Yeah,
you know, you set up, you talk to them, and that's a pain because it takes time. You know, that's time, it's money.
Can you hire an 11-year-old? My son will love to work for you.
You know,
can he sweep a floor? Can he sweep?
We need more than sweeping. We need to utilize that dollar. Well, it is tough. I mean, I agree. It's weird. I did read an article that said the people that quietly quit or have quit because they weren't getting paid enough are going to regret it.
Definitely.
Sure. That's what it said on the paper.
They will, sure.
You'll see. You'll because, be back.
Yeah, with every idea, there's a regret.
You know, the businesses can't keep affording to pay. I was talking to a business owner downtown. He was paying dishwasher $23 an hour. It's the only way the guy would come back. $23 an hour to wash dishes.
It's kind of a sucky job. It should be paid.
Definitely.
We're not going to turn this into a how much should we get paid
podcast
because it's... you know, it's a tough subject.
Yeah, it is.
But I want to talk. So what's the most popular, favorite? Like, if I'm coming in, never been there, and I want to try the donut that's going to leave me talking and spreading the word about Fractured Prune. Jody, what is that donut?
That donut is called the O.C. Sand.
O.C.?
O.C. Sand. Because the Fractured Prune started in Ocean City. That's okay. Where it all started.
Ah,
on
nice.
On the 46th Street.
History.
Yes, yes. On the 46th Street in...
what year?
Ocean City. 1976.
Hmm.
1976 is alive. When Tom Parcells
started
it all. I was a fractured
prunette. Exactly.
I was baby a prunette.
Prunette. You're a prunette.
Baby prune.
I was a baby prune.
So, the O.C. Sand, you know, it's iconic. It's honey glazed cinnamon sugar.
Okay.
And people have been getting it, you know, back in 76. Now you've got grown-ups that were getting it when they were kids, babies with their dads, grandfathers, and all that stuff. So it's iconic.
Do you have a seasonal pumpkin donut?
We do.
Yeah. Whatever needs to be made seasonal-wise, we'll come up with it.
We got it.
We'll come up with it.
Do you feel tortured by the seasons? Like, oh, no.
No, not at all.
No, I like to do that.
People start posting their pumpkin, you know, I've got a pumpkin sighting.
Yeah.
In July.
Exactly.
Yeah, in July. Yeah.
Don't do that. Don't be that person.
Don't do that.
I don't.
So it's a honey glaze with cinnamon.
Yes.
Yeah. So your donuts, and I think, and tell me if I'm right, all cake?
It's all cake.
All cake donuts.
It's all cake.
Which is better for you.
Definitely.
I think so.
They're not deep fried?
I totally agree. They are fried.
Well, they are fried.
They are fried.
But it's so hot, the oil doesn't penetrate.
Correct.
Right.
They're not greasy. Right. They're
right.
Not greasy.
Because if the oil is not hot enough,
it's just going to absorb it.
Penetrate
yeah.
the donut. That's not good.
It's pretty nasty. Yeah, if you pick up a donut off that plastic paper that it's sitting on, and it's all greasy... Don't eat it.
Your tummy
it's a grease ball.
Yeah.
So, can people come buy a dozen donuts? I'm sure you can sell them as many as they want.
Yeah, whatever you want. One
10,
to a dozen.
30 dozen.
It
we
doesn't
do,
matter.
A lot of caterings, a lot of weddings.
Okay.
20, 30 dozen donuts at a time.
Yeah, that's become real big.
Yeah, huge.
That's become real big.
We just actually did Robert's daughter's birthday party at our store about, what, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah. Rob West?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Robert West. Oh,
she just turned two.
That's awesome.
Big turnout, yeah. We have a huge dining room that we've shut down because of the COVID, I remember.
Can I turn it into a podcast studio?
You
so
could.
We got plenty of room. Come cool. on down.
Split the rent. Cool.
Come on down.
That'd be cool. Good thing is, during COVID, we were able to buy our building.
Oh, wow.
So, yes, yes. When you were talking about that copy store that was across the street yep. from us, unfortunately, the gentleman that owned that, he passed away.
Oh,
so,
sorry.
Two gentlemen, local restaurant owners in Lewis, bought that property. The
what used to be Mr. Copy.
Yeah, the copy store and our building. She sold, our landlord sold that as a package. So he came in there and bought them both. It didn't work out for him because we were kind of locked in a lease. They wanted us to kind of knock our building down, knock Mr. Copy down. They were going to put a brand new restaurant there, incorporate a brand new fracture prune for us. But again, we don't really need any business partners.
Right.
You know, we're already business partners. So we kind of put the kibosh on that deal. We were in Mexico for the month, and he called us and said, hey, you know we can't do what we wanted to do, so would you guys like to purchase that building?
Well,
of course.
Yes.
Of course yeah. we would. So, yeah, we came back from vacation back in, what, 2021 or 2020?
20.
And went ahead and purchased the building.
Wow.
So, yeah, like I said, COVID's been good.
Yeah, we're locked in. We're not going anywhere.
You know, it's sad to say that, but, you know, you've had to turn your business around and run it a totally separate way that you've been doing it for the past 15 years, but it's working.
Well,
you know?
Obviously the people passing on, Godspeed, you know, is bad. But I do think there were some great things that sort of came from COVID, a little bit of an awakening on certain
sure.
things. And I don't know. Part of me thought that it was sort of this kind of thing that just pushed us into the next part of our sort of life.
Yeah, it's like
right.
what you said before, the mediocre. But you had to, everybody's had to reboot so much that right. now we have a new way of, almost like a new way of living.
Yeah. Or did we lower our standards?
That did happen.
That did happen
in certain
yeah.
areas.
Yeah.
In certain areas.
It's unfortunate. Well, they don't care about their service, but they want to make sure their donut's awesome.
Always.
Yeah. yeah.
And we're not going to make it lesser. Lesser than. So.
Well, I mean, you guys are the core of the business, you two.
Yeah, and we are owners that we're there every day.
Yeah.
You know, so we're going to make sure that the customer service is there. You know, because I'm not going to walk in a store and somebody treat me crappy and I'll buy your product. Why? Why would I want to do that?
It's a shame. When
you
that
act
happens.
Like I'm doing you a favor by coming to buy something that you have. That's what? No. I'm not playing that.
Exactly. So, did you see business struggle during the pandemic, and then you're starting to see? So, what is this? Like our second sort of year?
Yeah, a second.
Going into maybe the third, right?
Yeah, I remember a couple summers ago. I look at it as summers. A couple summers ago, mm-hmm. we had all the eating out on the sidewalks.
Yeah,
and stuff.
The people wouldn't even come in the store.
I guess
they
this
even
is
come
our
in.
This might be our third.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like she was saying, you know, the COVID police came in there and said you can only have this many people in the store, but
19.
That wasn't setting down.
Right.
That was so it basically turned into a to-go business without a drive-through window.
Right.
So we would monitor the door. Like
we would escort you in the door. We'd get you come in the door, come over, make your order, write your name on the box. If you would please step back out, you know, step back outside. And when we get your donuts ready, we'll
break them to your car.
That was such a trip.
And we did that and did that for like the 2 years.
Well, we had the people that wouldn't even want any contact with us. They'd open their trunk, put them in the trunk. They'd pay for them on the phone. Don't even wind the window down. Just put them in my trunk.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Everybody was different. But everybody was getting through it.
Yep.
At least, and kudos to everybody that kept us going. Again, like she said, 15 years now.
No, I get it.
15 years now. So thanks to everybody that kept patronizing us, and we're still here.
Well, and that's the thing about owning a small business is that you have to sometimes, you know, bend over backwards.
Rethink it, reboot. You know, what are we going to do? How are we going to do this? And, you know, unfortunately, we did have to, you know, cut the sandwiches just to keep the donut going. And we're going to try our best this coming year to come back with the sandwiches.
I would imagine
we picked up iced coffee is huge. Iced coffee is huge.
I love iced coffee. Yeah.
Do you?
Oh my god! Yeah.
I'm not a big iced coffee
in the
fan.
Summer.
I like hot.
Oh yeah, love it.
Yeah, I mean in the summer, I don't want to have an iced. I'm not feeling like one today.
No, not right.
But I do enjoy. My problem with iced coffee is I really drink too much of it.
Oh yeah, man.
I learned that I'm not. I'm a huge. I love coffee.
Yeah.
But in the end, I probably if I gathered everything that I drink in the day of a cup of coffee, it's probably about one cup.
Right, right.
Like, that's good. Sit yep. down, then I'll forget it.
Yep.
And
same
if
way.
If I put cream in it, I don't want to drink it cold.
Right.
Or no, I don't want to drink it luke.
It's got to be like, hot.
Yeah, it's got to be hot or have ice in it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a no man's land in there in the middle. and then I forget about it. And right. So, but if I looked at how much coffee I actually drink throughout the day, it's not that much.
A cup.
I'm not having five cups of coffee.
Right.
It's just
I'm the opposite.
You drink a lot?
Oh, man. Hot, cold, doesn't matter. I'm drinking it.
Top to bottom.
I'm drinking it.
Well, I do like, I like black coffee, and I'll drink black coffee.
And that's it. That's it.
Cold.
Yeah, man.
In fact, I'll ask to have ice in it.
Yeah.
Just a couple of
years. That's exactly what he does.
Just take off that initial burn.
Yep.
I like it hot.
Yeah. Well, listen.
Oh, well, what you going to do?
I agree. So, will we open a second fracture prune? Could we? Have we?
Well, we have the trailer. We have our trailer.
Right.
We have our trailer, and we have teamed up and done some events and things. But again, that employment thing, we just did an event in Milton, the Holly Fest.
Okay.
We set up and did that. Had a great time.
Huge.
Had a great turnout. Thanks to everybody, and have actually gotten a couple of the customers that had never had the donut before. Mm. Showed up at the store
the very
Sunday.
Next day.
Wow!
So they wanted to see everything because we only put out just a couple of the donuts when we're at the trailer. So they wanted to come in and see the whole operation. So that really turned out well. That's always good whenever we go out and do an event.
It sounds like it's just the two of you now.
Right now, pretty much, yeah.
I think we're going to all have to get used to that.
Well, we have one staff on Sundays.
One staff, okay. Because it doesn't. It's hard. It's going to be hard. I mean, it's like, it sounds like you guys are getting by just the two of you.
We are, yeah. It's
with
okay.
maybe hopes of finding, but
I
like,
think I got a feeling it's going to be different.
Yeah.
It's going to be different next year.
Maybe you just sell seasonal sandwiches, summer sandwiches.
Yeah, I mean whatever it takes.
When you have,
whatever it takes,
when we have more people to choose from to come.
We have
from.
To right. You know, let's see what the public wants. We'll see what the public wants. We'll see what our customers want, and we'll go from there.
Might have to just. Well, I hate to say it, but might have to raise the price a little bit.
I hope not, but you know, let's see. Let's see what our vendors are going to do to us.
What's a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich when we're in when we're going? How much does that cost?
$5.25.
How much?
$5.25.
Oh, we got room. To raise that.
It's not bad.
Yeah,
not bad
50 cents.
And we're not. You know,
and our donuts aren't crazy. I'm sorry, Jody. $20 a dozen.
That's
they're
not bad.
Hand dipped, fresh all the time. We never sell a cold donut.
Yeah, we don't go in and cook up a ton of donuts.
Sure.
And just warm them.
No.
Or keep them warm. The machine is constantly running. Now this is through the summertime. But when you roll up in the store now, not being so busy.
We cook them.
I'll start cooking them right now. You're going to tell me how many you want. I'll turn around, turn the machine on, start cooking your donuts. And there's going to be a little bit of a wait. Not long. There's going to be a little bit of a wait. And
so the donut fresh light is always on.
Always on. That's always been the fracture prune theory. That's always been the whole thing behind the fracture prune.
Always fresh.
Yep. Always hot and fresh.
You would not believe how many local businesses have contacted us wanting to pre-purchase our donuts and then them sell them in their locations. But again, our concept is hot donuts, so I don't want somebody going to this restaurant, get, oh my God, that OC sand looks amazing. I know how good they are. Taste and be like, oh, this isn't right, you know, because it's not hot. They're still amazing for 2 or 3 days, but it's the best fresh out of the fryer.
Yeah. You might need a warmer.
Yeah.
Or something. I think that's how Krispy Kreme got around that. I think
sure.
they keep them warm somehow. Yeah, it's tough. Because it's all these opportunities are pulling at you, but you have to be like, hey, I can't because I just know that we have a quality that we want.
That's the whole thing. We've done it for so long. I understand what you're saying. We might get that warmer. Exactly. That's the microphone. But we might. I don't see it, but
yeah, and I don't
a warmer thing.
Yeah,
just,
we don't really need to because we
just
can
makes
crank
me cringe
them out
to think about it.
You know, I mean, we can dip over 100 dozen donuts an hour. So it's not like, excuse me, that you're going to come in there and wait for 30 minutes for 20 donuts. You know, we can cook your donuts quicker than you could probably even pick them out.
Well, my buddy used to tell me, he say, you either build a business to work at for the rest of your life or you build a business to sell.
Exactly.
Right. It sounds like you guys are building a business to work at the rest of your life. Right. That's what I do. I just want a business to work.
To work, right.
Make some money.
You bought yourself your own job. Who told us that one day, Jody?
Yeah.
It was perfect. It was a perfect analogy.
It's the best job.
Yeah, you bought yourself a job.
You work, you will work. It'll be the hardest you work for a business that you own.
But I don't care. I like it. I like what I do.
Yeah.
You know, I don't get up in the morning and be like, oh my God, I got to go to work today. You know what I mean? I like to go to work. I like to see people smiling when they walk out the door. They put that donut in their mouth. I'm like, oh my God, this is the best thing I've ever had in my life. Never had a donut like this. Or turn people around that say, I don't like donuts. And then you give them one and they're like, oh my goodness, what is this? You know, because they've never had a hot donut.
Right.
So I like that. I mean, it's gratifying to me, you know.
Well, I think, you know, we have a lot of people come here for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they like to go out. What's better than after a long night out in the morning?
Oh, yeah.
Good donut.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah. I've seen that before.
Yeah.
Your liver is starving for that sugar.
Yeah. It's like you should call it the recovery donut.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
We should have something like that. Hey. Recovery.
I like that. Hey. Well, recovery.
You know who you should team up with is the drip bar.
The drip bar?
You should have hot donuts down at the drip bar while they get their IVs. You know where the drip bar is?
No.
They're down, I think they're across from the Rehoboth Ale House.
Okay.
So just in the Forgotten Mile.
Right.
So that's a new, they were just on the podcast, the drip bar.
Are they new?
Yeah, and they're there for people to get IVs from drinking too much.
I have heard of that.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, they're for other things, right?
Oh, sure.
Let's be honest.
Like a serious dose of vitamins or something?
Well, you can go by there anytime and get vitamin B shots, vitamin D shots. The lady's like, you know, vitamin D is the hardest vitamin to get because we're putting all the sunscreen on. And I was like, right. She goes, yeah, you can stop by, get a vitamin D shot once a month. I was like, yes.
Wow.
But then I never did. I forgot.
I'm there.
But they should have donuts while you're sitting there.
Hello.
We're going to have to go introduce ourselves.
Yeah. I'm sitting there having my drip and having my donut.
Yeah.
My IV in one hand.
Down.
And my drip, my donut in the other.
Well, double down.
There you go.
Dripping from both arms.
There you go. Love it.
I'm surprised they haven't somehow incorporated a donut into beer. But
they have.
Oh, they did.
Yeah. Yes. You know Revelation? Revelation Brewing Company? Yeah. They do a beer out of our donuts called Downtown Donut Brown. And it's probably one of their top five sellers. At least it has been. I haven't looked over the last couple months, but it's been one of their top five sellers for 3 or 4 or 5 years.
Wow.
Downtown Donut Brown. Check it out.
Downtown Donut Brown. Well, I'm sober, so I will not. Because that would be the thing that bring me back.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know what happened, but it was Downtown Donut Brown, and now I'm...
Well, it is funny.
We'll have
customers come in and they'll be like, my God, you should put this in some kind of beer. I'm like, go to Revelation. It's called Downtown Donut Brown. They're like, I've had it. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Like, okay, it's made out of our donuts.
Have you guys teamed up? What is it, Applied Bank? What's that there on the corner?
Applied Bank.
They were doing coffee.
They were for a while. They had a little cafe in there, right?
Yeah, cafe.
Yeah.
I don't know if you...
Now, we have not yet. We have not yet.
One day.
We're actually speaking to them right now. We're trying to do a little bit of maybe building up on our building. We'll see.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, man, we've come out of the weirdest last few years. We're starting to kind of get our feet under us again. We're catching colds, right? We're getting sick again. You know, we're sneezing in public.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting to come out of it. What do you think the next couple years is going to look like? What are you hoping for?
Oh, I'm hoping this stuff goes away. My goodness.
The pandemic, it's gone.
Yes.
COVID's dead.
Yeah. Let's hope
so. We beat it.
Yeah, wow. People aren't...
good Lord.
They're not... I don't want to offend the big guys or anything, but they're not ramming it down our throat anymore as... And everybody was saying COVID. Everything was listed COVID. Well, that's not...
It's not
so much anymore.
And
before COVID, we were all accustomed to flu season.
Right.
Flu season.
Mm-hmm.
And that's I'm going to say that's back to, sounds like what a norm
That's what we're back to now, yeah.
Because I'm hearing now, you know, the flu season. Now, yes, people are still getting COVID. I'm not going to deny it. I'm not going to beat it down. People are still getting it. People are still getting sick with what is known as the COVID.
Yep.
And I think in a sense that will always be. But we're resilient.
Well, and I think part of the problem was, you know, unfortunately, this country's in bad health. You know, when you do go to fracture, prune, and eat a donut, eat responsibly, right? You know,
right.
Have just one or sure. two, right? You can buy 50 and put them in your freezer.
Exactly.
But, you know, eat everything.
And we have people that do it.
Yeah, responsibly. We don't need...
It's with everything.
10
right.
donuts.
Exactly.
I mean, I love your business, but we don't need to eat 10 of them.
Right.
And unfortunately, this country is struggling with some health issues. And you're starting to see some real honest commercials now.
Yes.
Like, oh, if you struggle with weight, if you struggle with heart, if you have diabetes, you might be at more risk.
Sure.
We should have been saying that before.
Years
the problem
ago.
Is we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. We don't want people upset. So we got through it. But the truth is, listen, we got to take care of ourselves. You know, I love a good donut, but I know what I can eat. One. I
right.
eat one or two, and I have to make sure I, you know, exercise and go for a run and take care of myself. You guys are both skinny. You're skinnier than me. So
and
clearly, you're not eating 50 donuts a day.
That's, you know, we get that every day that the store's open. We get that every day.
You must
you
not eat
obviously
your own product.
Aren't indulging in your product. Well, I call it quality control. Yes,
absolutely.
I do. Yes, I do eat a donut. Every day that I'm in there, yeah. I will eat a donut. Sometimes two.
Listen, if you eat an excessive amount of carrots, you're not going to feel good. So
exactly.
Everything immediately.
No matter what it is. No matter what it is. Right.
So, and I give that back to them. Say, hey, man, you know, you're not. There it is again.
It's all right.
So we're not here. You know, what do you want? You want one? What do you want?
Yeah.
What do you want?
Well, I share things. Me and my wife
exactly.
share. We go
exactly.
out to dinner, we share a meal.
We do that a lot.
Just
like you said, it's all about moderation.
Well, and you also don't
stop eating when you get full.
You don't want to give up everything.
No,
no.
You want to still be able to have some things and experience them, but maybe I'll just have half of it this time.
I don't want to be that 70-year-old in my wheelchair being like, man, I should have ate that donut.
I should have ate that donut. I guess ideally we hope we get those six guys back, get service area, the seating area open back up, maybe.
I honestly don't know. We might just
shut all the doors, add new machines, and just double.
Hey,
the door
man, yeah, let's just fill the room up with machines and keep it going.
We might lease it out,
knock all the windows out, make them serving windows.
Well, you could team up with like a Grubhub or something like that and just start pushing them out that way.
Yeah, well, we're doing DoorDash now, and it's huge.
Okay,
huge.
That pretty much made part of the surviving part of the business. Since we did take away the sandwiches, DoorDash came around, and that provided more
just enough
opportunities to be sold to where we would be doing the sandwiches.
And honestly, too, I think because our dining room shut down, when people would, you know, drive past our building and the parking lot was packed, they wouldn't stop. The majority of those people were just sitting down already eating it. They weren't waiting to get donuts. But if you drove by and seen that there was an empty parking spot, you're not going to stop. Right. Now, the parking lot doesn't fill up like that because people are coming in, getting it, and leaving. So I think, you know, we're doing a little bit more money than we were previous to COVID because we're getting people in and out of there faster.
Yeah,
more people are coming in because they're not seeing the parking lot packed.
Now, the parking lot's not that big anyway, but...
Right.
Yeah, maybe, 40 cars?
You know.
Well, here's a funny question. You know, I do... So I own a hair salon. Two doors down is my hair salon. I do chair rental.
Right.
I used to do commission, and it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But when I do chair rental, I'm now working with people that have a little bit of skin in the game.
Sure.
Right? They've invested in themselves.
Yeah, definitely.
And
they're customers. And
if they want to, you know, do well,
they're going to be here.
Benefits themselves.
Right.
If they don't, it unfortunately doesn't benefit them.
Right.
I wonder if you could do like a 1099 sandwich making crew. Like this crew, just a crew of people come in, they rent your stuff. I know. I'm making life crazy right now.
No,
you.
I mean...
But that's a great idea.
But what happens if you said, hey, you know, we'll rent this skillet out for $500 a month or $1,000 a month, bring in your crew, whoever they are, and they come in and they make these sandwiches. You guys team up. But, you know, that's their thing, even though they're using your stuff.
Right. It's a great idea.
Yeah, I wonder if that could be, like, I don't want to make life of all, we can't go on a vacation now because of Tom, and now we've got 1099s running around everywhere. But that might be, you know, I feel like that's sort of like where we're headed. Like, everybody wants to be in business for themselves.
For themselves, yeah. Right.
You know, I say prior to the pandemic, you know, you were a server. Post-pandemic, now you're painting the mural on the side of the building.
Right.
You know, it's like this real, you know, there's a book I've been reading called The Fourth Turning, and it talks about we're in the crisis. You know, this has happened before, and the saving grace of this is going to be the millennials.
Yes.
And some people would be like, oh, what? The
millennials? Really?
But they are the artists, right? Yep. We're seeing it now. This art, this, you know, whether it's on Instagram you know, it's full of artists. You know, this whole world's so talented.
Right.
I mean, I love watching these reels, these fun comedians, artists, chefs, donut makers, whatever it is. But they're out there peddling their craft, and I think it's great. You know, Mark Zuckerberg said all we ever wanted to do with Facebook was provide somebody a platform to empower themselves.
Sure.
And that's what we're seeing.
And that's exactly what we're saying.
You know?
Right.
And so, you know, maybe... I don't know what the future looks like for restaurants. I have a feeling it's going to be a tough time. The bigger you are, the tougher it's going to be.
Right. And that's one good thing about us, because we're limited on what we have.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's been easy. Like, this past year was probably our easiest year, but one of our best money-making years.
Yeah.
You know, we had 3 days off every week. Yeah. We only worked Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Go on.
So we were out of the store by 3 o'clock every day.
Wow.
And, yeah, had time to ourselves. We have, you know, we bought a house about 5 years ago and haven't really been able to do too much to it because we worked 7 days a week, and then in the winter we took off and went to Mexico. So we weren't home a lot of time, you know. This year we're home a lot of time, 3 days a week. We've done all kinds of stuff to our house, which is amazing. And even the business, you know, we were able to do some upgrades to that and stuff that we just needed to get done. I love those 3 days off.
Were we out of our minds prior to the pandemic? Have we gone crazy?
We must have.
I mean, we were working ourselves.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you know, it feels bad. It's like, it feels bad to say that. We were working ourselves to death.
Well, that was kind of like what we did.
It was passive-aggressive.
That's what people did.
We were used to it. We've done that all our lives, basically.
I mean, ask anybody.
From May to September, we worked 7 days a week. And I'm sure you're doing the same thing with a hair salon. Both of us used to be hairdressers. I know how that works. Yeah. I was a hairdresser for 12 or 13 years.
Rich, you guys are
here. I got sick of it.
I might be doing that to my dining room.
I did.
Well, I don't work. I work 3.5 days.
Yeah. And see, that's a beautiful thing, right?
And my wife doesn't work now.
And you're loving life, right?
That's loving it.
Right.
Broke.
So I'm not broke
is
yet.
A joke, but
I'm not broke yet.
I
love the downtime.
And I say broke. I mean, we're not broke.
No, I know
what
you
mean. I tell
you
what we do. We look at everything we spend now.
Yeah.
You know, we make just enough that my wife can stay home.
Stay home. Good.
My dad came over last night. He goes, I heard the bank is hiring. And she's like, well.
So? Good.
She doesn't want to go back to work, Dad. She doesn't,
right.
And you're going to have to be okay with that. This generation that we grew up in.
I was just
going, like, to
say, the generation, go around and ask the generation, like your dad, whatever his age is, go around and ask, what was his generation doing?
They were working,
they were building what we have today. They built what we have today, and they just can't wrap their heads around the new way.
Yeah. Well, because
you said before about the new norm.
Right. Well, it was very passive-aggressive back then. I remember. You don't go to college, you're going to do what? Dig ditches or work at McDonald's?
McDonald's, right.
That was the freaking... It's like a press release, all right, parents?
Yeah.
This will be our new press release for kids if they do not go to college. And we got punished, really, for not going to college.
Oh, yeah, you were just... Not beat down, but you were just so... Are you kidding me?
Listen, that's been to me, and I think only people like of our age that grew up around this... from before and after can really see this, but and it bothers me is that prior to the pandemic you worked at a Walmart for $7 or $8 an hour,
right?
And you liked it,
sure,
because that's what you got because you didn't go to college. And if a husband and wife worked at Walmart, they literally could not survive. And now they might be able to barely. You know, I mean, Walmart's doubled their price. I mean, they say the whole inflation. Oh, inflation. It's because everybody had to double
their wages. Yeah. Exactly.
How come nobody wants to say that? They want to blame it on everything else. We're all paying everybody. That's why inflation has gone up. But yeah.
Yeah, we don't think about it like that, but that's it.
Yeah.
That's
I mean, if you had six people on your payroll before the pandemic and you have those same six people,
$10
now
an hour,
it's 12
now
people.
Yeah.
There was a reason you didn't have 12 before.
Right.
It's unfortunate because in the end, it's going to just kill small business. I mean, we just have to hold on, right? We just got to hang
You got
to
reinvent. Almost every day.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you get business-minded people like yourself, you know, coming to the store, and they were like, hey, man, have you ever thought about this? Just like what you just said about the sandwich thing.
Yeah. I shouldn't have said that. You know, I'm sorry.
Well, no, it's all good. It's fine. It's like reinventing. If you've got a space and we're sitting there at the donut making system, and we're looking back there, what used to be a dining room, and it's
big empty,
an empty
room.
Space
it's not being used.
And I'm like, what are we going to do? You know, and then the day's over with, and I go out, and my day's over with, so my thought process kind of shuts down.
Yeah.
But you got to reinvent every day.
We're just so fortunate that we are in a resort town, you know, because the people, they're coming. The summertime is going to be busy, you know.
We're at Disney minus the castle.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly, right.
We're in a bubble. It's, we don't know what reality is. Go 300, 400, 500 miles inland, and you'll find out what reality is.
There you go, right. But thank goodness for that.
And that was another reason that we decided to go ahead and take the store, because I told Diane, where I grew up in North Carolina, we would go to Myrtle Beach every year for a week. That was our vacation.
Yeah.
And I saw what a beach town did.
And you probably ate donuts every day.
Oh, of course.
See? Yeah.
So, you know, and I told her.
Yeah. It's delicious.
I told her, I was like, let's really think about this. Let's really think about taking this place, because this is what happens. And that's, you know, like I said, 15 years later.
Well, it was crazy. We just have, and we're, like you said, we got to reinvent ourselves and figure out, you know, if you got that spot and you got a group of guys that want to sell sandwiches, you know, I mean, it's either no money or maybe just a decent
amount
of money.
Right.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
You know, when I would do a commission, I would do 45%, I think, commission. But now I'm like, because in your mind, you're like, oh, this makes a lot of great money. But in the end, I'm like, give me $200 a week.
Yeah,
there you go.
And you know, I could pay I could pay 3 months' rent in probably a couple days if I was doing chair rental. So it's not like I'm making a lot of money, but I'm using the space. People are benefiting from it.
Right,
it's good. I could either do that or be completely empty.
Yeah, and you're employing a couple people, and they're taking care of their families, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, so that would maybe do the Mr. Beast Burger. That would be freaking cool.
Yeah, that's
and just team up with Grubhub.
Well, I have to get a hold of them.
Yeah, like I said, I'm not here to make more work from you, more work for you. just chatting. A couple years, hopefully we'll get back to, figure out the sandwich thing, maybe figure out getting some people back, those sandwiches out, and still pressing on with that. No idea or no hopes of opening a second location, besides a truck. I know we got the truck.
Yeah, we got the trailer, and we're always looking for a place, you know, for the summertime to set
the trailer.
And have it, you know, have that. You know, that's a good thing about having something mobile.
Yeah.
You can bounce around. You can find that spot.
Is the truck, is the trailer always mobile? Or if you're working one store, then the trailer's not mobile? Or do you have a separate crew and team that takes care of the trailer?
Well, we've never been able to do that because of the store being so down and, you know, with help.
But we were going to do this past Saturday.
What does the trailer have on it? I mean, like, is it a
We just do the donuts. We just do the donuts.
So you can cook and make the donuts. Everything you can do for donuts
in the store,
you can do
in the trailer.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's possibly a 1099 opportunity.
That could be.
If we could get somebody to run that, that would be amazing.
I got some 17-year-olds. They are crazy.
Hey.
They wanted to open it. My son's like, I want to buy a vending machine. I'm like, all right. No, but I appreciate your motivation.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, really? Send
but
him
I'm like, talk to me
us.
About it. And he's yeah. like, well, we want to open up, put a vending machine in Bethany. And I was like, Dad, David, that's too far. He goes, well, we'll check it once a week. I go, what happens if a dollar gets jammed in there? You will miss all that revenue. You are a slave to the machine.
You
so
are.
You better figure out. You probably want to check that machine 5 times a day, right? We don't want any problems. Exaggerating, obviously,
come put
but
a machine in our store. We got plenty of room.
Well,
we actually
that.
Just recently,
Jody, we're past the vending machine. We're not digging that
we
one back
actually
up.
We just we have game claw machines, like those duck machines yeah. in there. So kids come in there and play with that stuff. It's pretty cool.
My son works at Casey's.
Really?
Making sandwiches. Breakfast sandwiches.
Does he?
Yep. And his buddy works at Casey's making breakfast
didn't
sandwiches.
They just have an issue there? Like, didn't somebody just run through the door or something?
Was that at Casey's?
Wasn't it? I thought so.
I don't know. My son worked there yesterday. He worked the one in Lewis. Maybe it was.
Yeah, like somebody ran up into the yard.
Well, that's
and
all
was
Casey
the door
needed.
Yeah, right.
Wow. Well, thank you.
Time for you to
times
go.
Aren't tough
that
enough.
Wasn't.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Poor thing.
How fun. That would be
but
fun.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we'll have to put our heads together. Like I said, I'm not here to make people
figure out
more
something.
Work for people, but.
Yeah,
it
right
is.
Now I don't want to work any harder.
Yeah, me neither. I could go down
it's
to
Mexico
two and a half
time.
Days. What part of Mexico?
Going to Puerto Morales.
Do you have a
right
do you have a, do you rent a place or you get a house there?
We have a little place there.
Nice.
It's like a vacation package. Not a timeshare, but a vacation package.
Okay.
That we bought time. So we go down there for the month of February and just chill out, recoup.
We went in March a couple years down. We went down farther went on the what's a flat edge there?
Tulum? Cancun?
Yeah, down there, Cancun. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm pretty decent in the sun, right? I mean, mm-hmm. I can go to the beach. I love the beach.
You look like you would burn to me.
Thank
yeah.
you, Jody.
Thank you for
did
that.
Did you get fried?
Thank you, Jody. no, I didn't get fried. Of course not. I'm a man, Jody. but I think the sun was more intense this the last time.
Yeah.
It is.
Because it is.
It is.
I've been to Dominican Republic. I've been to Jamaica.
Yeah.
I've been to Mexico, and this last time I was just like, "Ooh, man, this sun is brutal."
Yeah.
So, it wear is. Your sunscreen.
Yeah, we do.
Wear the sunscreen,
and then hit the drip bar for your vitamin
there
D.
There you
show.
Go.
Yes.
And a donut.
Jody hangs at the drip bar in Mexico.
Jody,
we're not drinkers, right?
With the sunscreen.
But in Mexico, we drink because, like, our package is paid for. We have free room and beverage, free room and board, beverage, food, everything. So they're all day long. Here, one drink, all day long. All day long. So February.
Peer pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a bad thing.
You would think I'd have more power. But yeah, Bloody Marys is his favorite on the list there, I'll tell you.
Vegetarian.
Yeah.
They're good.
There's a healthy mind to it.
Absolutely.
I like the more sweeter drinks myself, but
yeah.
It's all good.
Well,
but yeah, we have a great time.
Well, listen, I appreciate you guys coming on the podcast.
We appreciate you having us.
I love chatting about, small business, whatever it is, donuts to selling
to
cars.
To anything, right.
It's that leap, right?
Sure.
And the message is always is for the person that's sitting there going, gosh, wish I could open my own business. Not like it takes any special education. It does. I always say don't steal from yourself and you should be fine.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
And that's
there
a big deal. Don't
big,
steal
big,
from yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it was a big leap. I was scared to death to do it. I'm
yeah.
like, my God, I can't do this. I can't run my own business. But then I look back, I'm like, I was a food and beverage director for the Washington Redskins for 10 years. Why can't I run my
Commanders.
Own business? Why can I not run my own business?
Redskins couldn't
this.
Win a game. The Commanders,
are doing well.
Let's not screw them up.
Let's hope they keep continuing to do well.
They've got the. They figured out the Eagles' the number.
I love that.
God,
love
that was
it.
A good game.
Yes, exactly. Especially that one.
Yeah, that
out
was
of
a great
all of
game.
Them, I'm glad they won that one.
No offense to the Eagles fans.
I
sure
not at all.
Thought it was a great game. They're such great people.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, listen, but on great. That note, Instagram, people want to follow you, stay up to date, know what's
Fracture Prune.
Fracture Prune.
Fracture Prune.
Not a DE,
nope,
just Fracture
Prune.
Prune.
We were the first one to do Instagram, so I was able to grab that name.
Nice.
Exactly.
So if people want to see your hours and what's going
Facebook,
on for the day.
Facebook, exactly, too.
Okay.
Rehoboth Beach, Fracture Prune. They can always call the store, 302-227-0747. Updated hours are always on the phone.
Right.
And on Facebook, pretty much all updated.
Nice.
But
a lot of pictures of donuts on your Facebook? A
lot of pictures.
Nice.
A lot of pictures.
Have you invented a donut? Do we have like a personal donut that we're proud of?
Yeah, I have two of those.
Okay.
I have a maple coffee cake, which is maple, cinnamon, powder, and graham cracker. Amazing morning breakfast donut.
Okay.
And then Jody came up with one. It's called a nanny's cake. It is vanilla with shredded coconut because his mother, every time we would go to North Carolina to visit her, she would make us a homemade coconut cake.
Ooh.
And this donut tastes exactly like her cake.
Okay.
So that's probably one
of our
top 10.
I think coconut's good for you.
It is
sure
good
it is.
For you.
Sure
anything
is.
With nut, I think, is good for you, right?
Hell yeah.
That's what they say.
That's what I told her. All right. Anyway, all right. Have a great day, guys.
You as well, Tom.
And follow you guys on Instagram. And,
please do.
Have a great time in Mexico.
We sure will.
And when we get back,
we'll
get ready to be refreshed. Yeah. And
send
hydrated.
Definitely.
Send your son down there to start making some sandwiches.
I would. My son Sam would do it in a heartbeat. He's only 11, though.
Yeah,
that's the problem. We'll work on it.
A couple years.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Sounds good. Thanks, Tom.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.